This is Unqualified Parenting.
If you're looking for tips on parenting,
relationships,
self-care,
or just need someone to relate to,
you've come to the right place.
We may be unqualified,
but our info is anything but.
It's a show full of parenting failures,
parenting wins,
and some amazing guests.
I'm Jen, a full-time bio mom and part-time stepmom.
And I'm Cody, a dad who recently remarried and has full custody of his daughter.
And we're here to bring you our unique perspectives from our two very different blended families.
No, you're not even in the right hole. That's what she said. There it is.
Yeah.
Way to start off the episode.
Well, that was unfortunate timing.
It was. We're missing an SD card.
My micro SD card.
It's so tiny.
It's micro.
That he couldn't find it.
Hi, Jen.
Hi.
How are you?
I signed Finley up for singing lessons.
Oh, really?
That's fun. But get this. Their online Zoom Disney princess sing-along lessons where a fucking princess comes on once a week. And they sing songs from the show that they're in.
Oh, those poor princesses.
Last week was Elsa. Today was Ariel.
You know there's like a non-zero chance that they like turn on their Zoom and it's just like a middle-aged bearded guy with no shirt. He's like, sing to me, Ariel.
They have to be 4 to 8.
48.
4 to 8.
See, that's easy to misinterpret.
And they have to have their camera on so that they can see that they're kids.
What if he like throws a kid? Right as the camera comes on, chucks a kid away. God so, damn yeah. it, Ariel.
It's like live.
That's so cool.
And so she's always showing like the princess, like, look at my rock. And the princess, like, oh, that's a beautiful rock, Finley.
Now put the fucking phone down and let's sing.
Yeah, pretty much. The whole time is just kind of herding them back towards singing while they're like, but Ariel, look
as
at this.
You're like, thanks for babysitting. I'll be back in 30 minutes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
That's cool.
Because I cook dinner while they're doing it.
Yeah.
And plus, like, it's a Disney princess. I sing along to the songs. I'm excited when I see, like, they're going to sing Ursula's song because it's Halloween.
Yeah.
So they sang Ursula's song today, and I was totally singing along.
As you're in the background. Like, totally trying to outdo her and, like, singing louder. And you're like, am I doing good? Am I good?
Yep.
That sounds awesome.
Yep. And then during one of the songs, she'll play the movie and sing, like, over the movie sound.
That's cool.
It's yeah,
that's really cool.
Loves it. I love it. And it's $10 a week. It's on Outschool.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Outschool.org or outschool.com. Outschool something.
That's like 2.5 Red Bulls is what that is. I mean, inflation.
And your kid's busy
crazy
for a half hour.
And it's like, we got to get away from this, like, oh, I got to get my kids off digital. It's not going to happen. This is at least interactive.
I think real person,
I think that's where we're going to, like, push in, like, 20 years. You know how, like our parents' generation smoked, everyone smoked, and it was just like, mm-hmm. We all smoked, right? Everyone smokes. And then we look back on it now, and we're like, you guys knew it was fucking bad then, and you smoked then. We're going to realize that digital is bad, but we're going to start pushing people towards interactive. Hey, at least it's interactive.
Right? Yeah.
At least I'm talking to somebody.
Yeah.
But I think that's cool.
Yeah. And she loves it.
That'll be one of those weird memories that she has where it's like when she's an adult, she'll have like part of the memory of like, my mom
is
used to
real?
Pay princesses to sing with me.
Is that a dream?
Is this a real thing? Mom, did you buy princesses?
Be like, just for you. Know. Just for you. Only the best.
That's really cool.
It's so cool.
My daughter flew across the country by herself.
Nice.
That was terrifying.
Get out, kid.
Because, like, we sent her to see her grandparents in Arizona in August. Arizona isn't that far away from Salt Lake City,
no.
Right? If something happens, I can be there within a day.
Yeah.
Pretty easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she flew from Salt Lake to North Carolina.
Damn,
last week
that's
on
far.
Thursday.
Was she nervous?
I was nervous. She seemed fine. But what was really kind of creepy was, like, I pulled up her flight status on, like, the little flight status app, and it was just kind of weird seeing her little dot, like, over the middle of the country, knowing that, like,
my baby's out there.
I can't get to her. If something happens, it's going to be, and then she, like, got there, met up with her aunt, and then there was, like, a day and a half where we didn't hear anything,
ooh,
and you're just
weird.
Like, are you okay? did you get kidnapped? Like, was this like a plot by my ex-wife to like use her sister to kidnap my daughter? But then I had to remind myself that it's Aubrey's aunt. She was actually the only one to call and tell me what was going on up there.
Oh, that's
she was
nice.
The only one to have Aubrey's back.
Nice.
But so they spent a good weekend together. It was really
that's
cool.
Amazing.
Yeah. Something I think we need to do yearly because
yeah.
she needs to have that connection.
I agree.
Well, I have quite the Cody episode.
Cody.
Meaning lazy today. I thought we would do a question and answer I have like a soundboard, but I didn't have time to like do like a horn. So
that's the there we go. I mean, that's mega. It's
right.
growing.
So I thought it might be interesting for us to read. I've curated like 5 or 6 questions off of Reddit's parenting subreddit.
Okay.
Looking at the top questions. And I thought it'd be really interesting to see how different our answers might be. See if maybe doing this podcast for so long, it's almost like you and I have been co-parenting.
Yeah.
I could make-believe children.
Yeah.
To where our parenting ideologies, I think,
are our listeners, our children.
Are aligned. No, I would say they're more like we're all prisoners of war.
Okay.
And this is the telegraph line, and we're sending some little beeps and boops down the line to other people that are in the same shitty situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I had that one loaded up. Who knew I had a telegraph loaded up? All right. So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 questions. I thought we would roll a dice and let you pick. I'll let you roll a dice and we'll just see what number comes up.
Do you want me to get an actual dice?
Yeah. Do you have an actual dice? I was going to pretend to roll a dice and roll a Reese's Take 5 mini and just throw up a random number of fingers.
Oh,
but,
man.
Oh, Jen has dice. She owns dice.
I know.
All right.
So high end.
This brief intermission will be brought to you by Dice Behind a Curtain.
Speaking of getting stuck in a chair, for the last 5 weeks, I've been working out, like, not just my steps, but I've been weightlifting.
Nice.
Again, for 5 weeks
Gotta
now.
Get those fake gym muscles.
Gym muscles.
Those gym muscles.
3 days a week.
I have also been working.
Oh.
Yeah,
working
just,
out?
No, just that.
Just That's working. It.
All right. Do you want to roll first? Or do you want me
oh,
to roll?
Yes.
I'll let you roll.
Look, it's even orange for Halloween.
Spooky.
Spooky.
All right. 5. Number 5.
Didn't even roll. It just plopped right down.
All right. Let's see.
Spooky Halloween.
It's All right. Hang on. I have to like figure out how I formatted this. All right. The question here was... By user, I didn't keep track of the names. So this is from Bert.
Bert
says, do you let your kids have the run of the house on weekend mornings and sleep in? He says, we do. Every Saturday, Sunday morning, we sleep in, and the kids come to our bedroom around 7 a.m. and ask if they can watch TV or play video games. We say, yeah, as long as you're quiet. We proceed to sleep in until about 9:30. I have mixed feelings about this. On one hand, I'm happy the kids are autonomous enough to get up, do their own thing. Their kids are 7 and 4. They can entertain themselves without needing us. On the other hand, I feel bad that the first thing they do on the weekend is cook their brains on TV and or video games for 3 hours. We usually leave screens off for the rest of the day and do boring weekend things like grocery shopping and cleaning stuff up. Are we alone here? What are your weekend mornings like?
It's probably limited to about an hour of TV because my husband doesn't sleep in. I sleep in. So I sleep in until 9-ish, but he's up at 7:30 regardless.
God damn.
And he wants to watch TV.
Nine is sleeping in?
Yeah.
You poor, poor woman.
I do have a toddler. It gets loud.
like for me, if I'm like, I'm going to sleep in, I'm going to wake up at like 11:30.
I stayed up till 3 Saturday night, and I still got up at 9 the next morning.
Gross.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all.
So, yes, she does get free reign on the TV for an hour. But she's 4, so she usually is hungry by then. My husband's awake and also wants the TV because, I mean, right now he's working on something. He's always working on something, so it's not like we get that much TV time.
Yeah.
So on the weekends, he definitely likes to watch his, what's that stupid house show, This Old House.
He's like, I'm sick of fixing shit, so I want to watch someone else fix some shit while I think about how I'm going to fix my shit.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yes, if I probably wouldn't do 3 hours. I don't think I could handle letting them do 3 hours of screen time in a row like that. But 2 hours, like a movie length, I could see that. That's my opinion.
Growing up in our house, it was, you can watch cartoons until they're not on, right? Because on Saturdays, you'd wake up, you'd have to pick your channel, right? Yep. And usually you'd switch because the channel would go to like a little kid show, so you'd switch over here, so you watch Power Rangers, and then when Power Rangers were over, you have to switch back because then it went to Barney. You didn't want Barney, you wanted to go over to like Pokemon or something. Like, so the rule in our house was, until the cartoons are over, which is normally like 10:30, 11 on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you are smart as a kid in our house, you get up fucking early. Like 4:30, 5 a.m., right? So, you're catching the tail end of the news, and then you're hitting every cartoon, right? And you're getting maybe 2 bowls of cereal down in that time. And then your parents wake up, and they're like, turn it off when the cartoons are done. And you're like, I've been here for 6 hours.
You know what my daughter started watching? Hmm. She's 4. Her new favorite show is Nailed It, the cake one. It's called Nailed It, right?
It's pretty funny. They I can see why she'd like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so weird to like see her watching a baking show.
I can see why it would appeal to her because it's adults screwing up, right? And that's hilarious to a little kid, right? An adult can't make a cake.
Fuck you.
Can't all adults make cakes? Yeah. No. But yeah.
So your opinion is go for it.
Well, because when we got custody of Aubrey and she came down to live with us, she was very much an independent kid because she was neglected up there. She had to be independent or she died, you know? So she was the kid that would get up and get dressed and like clean her room and go and get breakfast and eat breakfast and make sure the dog's okay, make sure the cat's okay, and come and give us kisses. And then she'd go and watch TV. Like,
nice, but sad.
Yeah. It was one of those. Yeah, one of those situations where it like, sucks the reason why you're like this, but she was so self-sufficient that like we never worried about it. And she was never really the kid that would just sit in front of the TV. She'd go and do her, you know, crafts and hobbies. And we've never really worried about her that much.
Yeah, I mean, every kid's different. If your kid's not one to just see, my kid would sit there literally all day long if she could.
Yeah. But I mean, that's all switched now because now if her homework's turned in, she's got the entire weekend to do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
She could watch TV 24 hours straight.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to say 2 words.
Yes. I mean, they know their responsibilities when they're teenagers.
Not only that, but like,
life sucks.
To prove that like this thing is working, like, look, like these are her grades.
Wow. A's,
right?
B's,
like,
that's awesome.
It's never been like this. So, yeah. You know, I feel like you got to approach every kid different.
Yeah, and they need a break. Like, life's hard, so they need their own break. And
yeah, to one kid, watching TV all day isn't a detriment, right?
Yeah.
To another kid, 3 hours is way too much.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a kid-by-kid basis. But look,
I totally agree.
As a parent, never feel guilty if you need to sleep in and let the TV babysit your kid.
Yeah.
I would much rather be a happy, well-rested parent and have my kid maybe have an hour too much of TV in the morning on network TV, right? Like of course, limit what they can watch.
Maybe do like PBS Kids because you know it's going to be educational, so you can watch
as much Arthur the Yardbirk as you want.
And there's tons of PBS Kids shows like Wildcrats and Daniel Tiger.
Mm-hmm. See? So I think there's nothing wrong with it. As long as it's not like this thing
YouTube.
As long as it's not this thing that they have to have every Saturday morning.
Or they throw a giant tantrum.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If they start throwing a tantrum if you turn it off randomly, like, hey, it's 10:30, let's go outside and play. You got to gauge it that way.
Yeah.
But
every and just quality, like not YouTube. Like, don't give them ADD by having them watch videos that are 5 minutes long.
No. Have them sit down, watch something.
Watch a engaging. Show.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, see? I have, because I don't let Finley watch YouTube.
Yeah.
The only thing we watch is a cooking show together. And then there is this lady called, I think her name's Miss Linkies. Miss Linksis, Miss Linkies. I think it's Miss Linkies. She has 20-minute workout videos for little kids.
That's cool.
Each video is a different theme. So she has PJ Masks. She has pirates. She has aliens. Cool. She has Disney princesses. She has Paw Patrol. Like, every episode is it. And I.
This is what we need to be doing. That's how yes. we make money.
So Finley came to me the other day because I showed her one. And the next day she came and said, Mom, I need to work out. And it is a workout. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to fight the aliens or you have to show your superpower by, like, moving your arms and kicking and punching in the air and moving back and forth or dancing. And I did one of them and my arms got tired.
Imagine me in my pirate getup.
Yes.
Pirate Pete's physical education.
Yes. That'd be amazing.
And then I'll just sit there, drink whiskey and be like, you don't want to be like Pirate Pete, so do a sit-up. That'd be fun.
That would be fun. But yeah, it's so cool to get them moving while they're watching it.
That is really cool.
That's the only YouTube we allow.
All right. I get a roll dice.
Yep.
Two.
All right.
I do not believe in God and reject organized religion as a whole. My wife feels the same way. Both of our families are going to want her baptized, or their daughter, and I'm just waiting for it to be asked. We aren't going to do some symbolic gesture that we do not believe in just to appease other people. Has anyone refused baptism in a religious family, and how'd you go about it?
I'm not in a religious family.
So I thought that you were a little bit more. That's why I included it, because I thought you were, but... Like,
my dad was Catholic and my mom was Mormon. Like, they were both raised that way, but they stopped along.
Because, yeah.
Before I came along.
When Aubrey turned 8, there was pressure from both sides of the family to, like, have her baptized into being Mormon.
That sucks.
And honestly, the best way to go about it is just very direct and blunt. Just be honest. Just like any other question, right? They just said, hey, because... In the Mormon religion, to when you're baptized, you have to be baptized by someone who holds authority to do it. And as a father that's not religious at all, I don't hold the authority. So someone would have to baptize Aubrey for me. Mm-hmm. So Mikhail's dad offered. He's like, hey, if you want, I can baptize Aubrey. And I just said, oh, she's not getting baptized. That was it.
The end.
And my dad did the same thing. He was like, if you want, I can baptize Aubrey for you. I said, no, I'm not going to baptize her until she's... When she's an adult.
She wants to, yeah.
When she's 18, she can make that decision for herself. But I think it's wrong to force kids to make a decision about religion when they don't even know.
Yeah, or when you have to stand behind them and tell them what to say.
Yeah, we're going to go up there and pray and you will say this and just like this or else.
And you'll say this is what you believe.
Like, yeah, it's really crazy. Yeah. So no, the best way to handle this is just like, hey, are you going to take your kid to that political rally? No. Hey, are you going to baptize your kid into this religion? No. You don't have to explain anything. You just say no.
Yeah.
And if anyone asks, just say, hey, I don't think kids should be involved in religion until they're old enough to understand.
Yeah.
Who's going to argue against that?
An asshole.
Anyone who argues against that just wants to indoctrinate children.
Well, or they're worried for them, their souls.
Yeah. But if you can't point to where the soul is, it's hard to worry about it. Can you point to where my soul is? Where is it? Can't worry about it if it ain't there. All right, your turn.
Oh, dice. Shaky. Four.
All right.
This is not a rolly dice.
All right, so this one was, am I wrong to tell my son that I'm proud of him? My wife tonight reacted in horror when I said, I'm proud of you, to our son. Later, she told me it's common knowledge, backed up by reams of literature that this phrase is so problematic that she was shocked to hear it. Ugh. Look, this isn't an am I the asshole here. I just need to know if others feel the same way. From the article she forwarded, the concern seems to be around a parent trying to take credit for what their child has done versus letting them own it. But that's not what I meant at all. And when I say this, and not what I, whatever, am I alone?
Okay. I have an opinion on this. Oh, sorry.
What if, are you for or against?
For what?
Telling your kids you're proud of them.
For, to an extent.
Okay. I'll be completely against it just for fun.
Okay. So if it's something stupid that's like, okay, not stupid, that's a bad word. If it's like, mom, I cleaned my room.
I'm proud of you. Yeah, oh no. My gosh, you did it. I didn't think you'd do it. There was a pillow on the floor and everything, and you figured it out. I'm so proud.
All by yourself. Like, it's your responsibility. I'm not going to. So what I say is like, oh, that was a lot of work. You should be proud of yourself.
You did exactly what was expected.
I want a trainer to be proud of herself. Because really, at the end of the day, that's what matters.
Right.
Are you proud of you? Did you try your best? Like, that's what... I'm not going to be there every day. And you shouldn't be relying on someone, some outside opinion, having to give you a good boy. Attaboy. Good boy. But do we like them when we did something phenomenal and awesome?
I thought yes. You were going to be for. It sounds like you're arguing against.
No, I am for. Because if you do something amazing, I would say I am proud of you.
But that'll never happen because you're not amazing. Because you actually argued the negative that I didn't think you'd argue. I thought you'd be the other way.
Oh.
I thought you'd be the other. Because see, now if I were to argue like the opposite of that, I would say that like there are absolutely things that you should never indicate to your kid that you're proud of them for. Looking pretty, being skinny, having muscles, right? Mm-hmm. Like there are categories of things that we should be proud of. Like you passed that really hard test and I saw that it took a lot of effort. You did a good job and I'm proud of you. Or you flunked that class, but you put in a lot of effort and you worked really hard and I'm proud of you.
Yeah. Even if they fail, you can still be proud of them.
Right. And I think we need to, again, calibrate ourselves to your children because some children have so much negative talk that just cleaning their room is a fucking act of God. Right?
Yeah.
Like there are kids like that where you will be like, holy cow.
Yeah, I am proud of you.
You cleaned your room. Yeah. This looks amazing. Look at that. Everything's organized.
Yeah.
And they need that validation. Mm-hmm. A lot of kids need that validation.
But if you give it too much, too young, like if you say everything, good job. It's like a drug. You drew a circle. Good job. Like if you keep saying it with every little thing, like my stepdaughter, there were a couple years where everything, like she would be like a tenth of the way done coloring something and say, does this look good?
Did I do that line right?
And we're like, you barely did anything.
I know that line, right? That line, right?
Check it out.
Look at that line,
like
right?
She constantly needed, and I think it's because she got it way too much when she was little.
Or not like, enough?
No, it was like she needed it all the time.
It was like it became her value.
Yeah.
Her value.
Instead of herself. Instead of, well, and my husband started saying like, well, do you think you did a good job? Then mm-hmm. That's what matters.
Right. Right. And so, yeah, I think telling your kids you're proud of them, there's nothing wrong with ever saying I'm proud of you. Like, I'm proud of you is also another way of saying I love you. It just validates them in a different way that they might need.
Yeah.
But we've got to calibrate ourselves to the kid because if your kid is now seeking validation like crazy and they can't do anything without it, you've probably done too much.
Yeah.
But if your kid feels like they can't do anything correct or right,
then you did too little.
Then you've done too little.
Yeah.
Right? It should really just be like you've put in tons of effort. I don't care the outcome. We're proud of you.
Yeah.
Something like that. All right. I get a roll. You get a roll. I get a roll. Six.
It just slams down. It doesn't roll.
It's weighted.
It's like an anvil dice. But it's been a different number every time.
It's Mjolnir's dice. Yeah, goddamn.
was...
All right. Here's the question.
Okay.
Is it possible?
Yes.
To be a parent and not be a baby person?
A baby person?
Because, like, I'm a man person.
I'm a woman person.
So the question is, my son is 11 months old, and I'm still not enjoying being a parent. Hey, man, dude. That should just be the end of the episode. Done. Agreed. We all agree.
Yeah.
I just want him to start talking. He finally started walking at 10 and a half months, and there was some improvement. But I still find this whole parenting thing a grind. I just want to be able to communicate with him, show him things, and take him to the beach, stuff like that. Is it possible that I'm just not a baby person?
I think you need to find a new way to bond.
Give her a prize, ladies and gentlemen. Give her a prize. What you're feeling is absolutely normal. Mm-hmm. Like, holy cow, that's normal. Like,
but you can't wait.
Like no one ever hears it from the father side about how these things work and affect us, because granted, the woman's doing 99.99999% of the work.
Usually, yeah.
Right? Yeah. I might have missed nine.
Yeah.
But no one understands that, like, as a father, we don't bond with that kid until that sucker's out.
Yeah.
Because,
and then they're a new person. Because it's hard. And they're fucking up your shit.
When they're not born, they're just this weird lump that moves. Like,
yeah.
Like they're an idea to the father, but they're an actual thing to the mother. Mm-hmm. Like, it's weird. And then when they're born, you look at it and you go,
oh,
that's it? Like, 9 months for that? It doesn't even do anything.
It just poops and sleeps.
And the poops are weird. Yeah. And the sleep's not, like, normal. It's not, like, at a normal time. It's normal to feel that lack of connection. And yes.
Yeah, it's messing up your life. So you can feel some resentment towards that baby.
Yeah. Postpartum, it's a real thing. It can happen. It can happen to everyone. So, yes, it's absolutely possible to not be a baby person. But I guarantee you, the minute you start making that kid smile, your entire point of view just flips on a hat instantly. The minute you can make that kid laugh, now you're communicating. Mm-hmm. There it is. That's everything. And what's stopping you from taking him to the beach?
Oh, yeah. They love dirt.
You can take a baby to the beach.
If he eats it, just smack it out of his hand. It's fine.
You can take a baby to the beach. They would love that. Not only that, but that could be your thing.
Yeah.
Take him to the beach. Take him wherever you want. He's a baby. There's no rule stopping you from telling your wife, hey, today I got the kid. We're going to go do some shit. You just chill at home and relax. See you later. That's totally fine. Mm-hmm. It's okay to be a dad alone with your kid out in the world enjoying shit.
I think it's good for them.
Take him to the car museum. Take him to a baseball game. Like, do that stuff. That'll help you bond.
You know what? It'll boost your confidence, too, because the ladies like to see that. If I see a guy alone with his baby walking around strapped to his chest.
Not just that, but owning shit. Like, I got a bottle right here. I got diapers right here. I got wipes down here. I got everything I need.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's something hot
about it.
Not only that, you're going to attract men as well. Because when a man sees another man alone with their child, and they are also a father,
they want to talk to him.
Right. They're always like, hey, man, your kid's fucking awesome. Look at him wearing his hat. He looks just like you. That's fucking dope. I got two kids, too. Now you're meeting fathers with kids.
Yeah.
Now you can set up play dates. You can talk with people. So if you're not a baby person, it's probably because you haven't taken advantage of that baby.
Yeah, just try.
Yeah. Take it to the mall. That's the easiest tryout ever. Take your baby to the mall. The mall is full of women, full of mothers. If something happens and you're out of your depth, you can say, hey, can you help me for a sec? I can't get this diaper to actually, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You are absolutely a baby person. You just haven't figured out how to communicate with your baby yet.
Yeah.
And it'll come. And when it happens, you're going to see everything flips on a script.
Because even when they talk, they still can't quite communicate. You know, like, it's going to be a long time. So don't wait to find that bond.
Yep. And as they grow, they're going to play more. They're going to joke more. Like, it'll come. It's okay to hate babies. It's okay. That should be like a sticker we make. I hate babies. But I love my kids. How about
it's okay to hate babies?
It's okay to hate babies.
Yeah, because it's like a comforting.
Because honestly, that's like, that's one of the hardest parts about parenting is you just get thrown into the fire. There's no gradual buildup to having a baby. It's just like there.
I mean, for men, yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and even for like the sleep and the stress and the responsibilities.
Yeah, that like, is just there.
Like it still just kind of comes at once and you just have to jump in and do it.
Yeah.
Resentment's normal. Mm-hmm. As long as you're not neglecting your baby out of resentment.
Or like hurting. Taking it out on your wife. Like right. You guys made the baby together. You were there.
Right. And trust me, you will go through moments where you absolutely hate that kid and want nothing to do with them.
Uh-huh. You still do even when they're yep. four.
And then all of a sudden they'll be like nine and you guys will be best friends. And
or they'll just together. Say like, I love you, Dad. And then you'll be like, shit, yep. fine. I love you, little
and
asshole.
And they're going to be a teenager, and neither of you are going to want to spend a second with each other.
And that's fine.
And then all of a sudden, you won't be able to be separate. Like, it's normal to mm-hmm. go through phases. This is just your first phase.
Yep.
You'll be okay. You got this. Yep. Okay. I think that's all I have. It's a short episode.
Was it?
A little bit. Hmm. Yeah. Do you want to do a best, worst, what's next?
Yes.
Okay.
What's your best?
My best? My best was Aubrey going to North Carolina and spending time with her aunt. She doesn't get to see her very much, and they're very much the same person. Mm. So getting to have her go and spend this time, like, her Aunt Michelle's definitely an adult, but without parents and mm-hmm. without grandparents, right? It's different when you're with an aunt or an uncle than when you're with a parent or a grandparent. So my best was just knowing that she got to experience something really fun and build a bond with that side of the family that she normally doesn't get to see. Mm-hmm. So that was my best.
My best is probably working on my mental health yeah. because I was getting to where even planning things sounded exhausting or even texting people sounded exhausting. Like I pretty much everything sounded like it was too hard every day.
Yeah, like almost like, I'm to the point where I just can't even have an opinion.
It's just too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I wasn't working out. I was cleaning less. Like I felt like I had to hire a cleaner because I couldn't keep up on it. I was pretty much just doing my steps and my job. And that was it. And I felt like that was almost too hard.
That sucks.
So I sought help. I made some changes. And now I'm... And a lot of the struggle was internal. So like... I see people go through things or hear people bitch and like people don't know that I'm struggling. So then it's right. hard to seek help because you feel like a little baby. Cause
yeah. And you don't want to latch on to someone else's misery.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, yeah, I'm really struggling. You're like, yeah, me too. And then yeah. like, sorry, I took like, I know.
Yeah, exactly. So I sought help and talk to somebody and now I'm doing much, much better and I'm happy and I've been cleaning my house and throwing parties and working out.
That's really good.
Yeah. And I signed my daughter up for singing because before signing her up for something was too hard.
Yeah, schedule and figuring it out. And do we have the money in the budget?
And putting it in the calendar. Like even just putting it in the calendar, I was like, oh, I can't. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was getting like, I could tell it was getting bad when even stuff like that was too much.
Yeah.
So I did something about it.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mental health is health. It's all health.
Yeah.
Like if you feel you need help, like if you have insurance, it's the price of a copay. And if you don't have insurance, it's still usually it's about still the price it. Of a copay.
And it's still worth it.
And it's always worth it.
Yeah.
And we've got so many apps now. Like we're not sponsored by any of these, but there's like BetterHelp.
BetterHelp, yeah.
There's like all these apps where you can literally connect with someone usually the same day. Like if you're not too picky about like male or female or where they're located, like, yeah. Talk to somebody, anybody.
Yeah.
Always. Worst.
Probably that I waited that long.
Yeah.
Like, because I did go to my therapist a couple times, like, a few months ago, because people pointed out, like, that sounds like depression. And I was like, meh. No, it's not, because I feel happy still, like, right. a lot of the time. But that's still depression, you know?
Right.
But I wasn't depressed. So I don't know what the fuck that was, but...
Well, it can be manic. Manic means that you are sad, but you're still functional and happy and do your thing. Like that's usually what like bipolar is. Bipolar isn't that you're like, oh, I'm angry all of a sudden. It's usually that like you're happy, but you're still somewhat missing the other end of everything.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's like when people hear like bipolar or manic, they think you're absolutely fucking crazy. But that's really what it means, is that you're feeling two different emotions at the same time and they don't quite sync up.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
I know the feeling. I do. And it's weird because, yeah, like
you feel broken and like.
Like I can watch a show and laugh my ass off and I can goof around with my family and kids, but I don't want to go into my woodworking shop because I don't have the mental capacity to even.
It's too much.
Start.
Anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah.
My worst. I worked a lot over the last couple of months and kind of neglected Mikkel a bit.
Mm.
So I felt kind of bad.
Yeah.
So I'm going to fix that. It's hard
when you're that busy.
Yeah. And it was one of those things where it was like, I knew how much work it was going to take. It had an end date.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just kind of had to push to the end, so I'm gonna have to make it up to her.
Nice.
So, and then I'll jump onto the what's next.
Mm-hmm.
We received a settlement offer on our basement flooding.
Yay, it's finally been
over a year. The crazy part is that the insurance company for the developers has accepted 100% responsibility.
That's so awesome.
It never happens. Never
That's
happens.
That's amazing.
Usually there's some percentage that they're like, no.
Yeah.
So we're pretty sure through negotiation we'll get more than what we need to get back. And then we can start planning.
Yeah.
So I told my wife, we're not at the end. We're at the middle.
Yeah.
This is the middle part because the next half is going to be just as frustrating as that first part.
Yeah.
Because it's getting people here on time and people to do the job. And so I think we're going to plan the whole thing at once, but then we're going to do it in as rooms.
Nice.
And then I think we'll contract out all the big stuff and then maybe do the little stuff. Because like we can paint and do trim and
drywall.
I can do electrical.
Mud.
I won't do drywall. I'll have someone else do drywall mud because my back.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
So like I'm going to run all the electrical. I'm going to run Ethernet through all the walls.
Nice.
Because we have fiber internet now.
Nice.
So I'll do all that stuff. I think I'm just going to pay someone to do the sheetrock and mud. So
good.
I don't have to do it. And then
might as well. You're getting that money.
And then painting. Like we'll paint. We'll do trim. And
yeah.
It'll be awesome. So that's our what's next. What's your what's next?
Keep doing my workout because I've been listening to music. I took our episode where we were talking about like dopamine and
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, maybe I should take my own advice and listen to music in the mornings instead of like a podcast or a book, because sometimes those are heavy or emotional.
They'll weigh you down quite a bit.
Yeah. And I've been so much more awake and happier in the mornings since listening to music every morning.
The problem with my ADD is like I'll find a song that like gives me that dopamine hit and then listen to it 10 times on repeat.
Oh man, that'd be so obnoxious.
And then it's in your head for like a week.
Oh yeah, that'd be annoying.
But for that like 20, 30 minutes that song was playing on repeat, I got shit done.
Yeah. I've been listening to Marilyn Manson Station. Like the beat of those songs is like,
they drive.
Done. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine like changes. Like, the other day I found this like lo-fi beats playlist on Spotify that somehow the underlying like was just enough to just keep me going. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Like it'd be interesting to like compare, like have a bunch of people like listen throughout the day and like mark the songs that made them productive.
Yeah.
And then compare.
Make a playlist.
Compare between like
Spotify.
Because like a guy that works at our warehouse, Andrew, he listens to scream and grindcore. Only like it's you're out of the warehouse, but he gets shit done.
Yeah,
and that's like what speaks to him. And I don't mind it at all. So like if I'm working out at the warehouse, I'll be on my computer. I don't know the bands, but I'm just fuck yes, we're getting shit done today. But that's really cool.
Yeah.
Well, I pressed the button.
What was our new sign off? Sleep be unto you.
Sleep be with you.
Sleep be with you. Well, that going to be our thing that we keep doing?
What, we just keep forgetting what it is?
No, like that we that's it now. Sleep be with you.
Yes.
And with you as well.
So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at
hello@unqualifiedparenting.com.
You can follow us, like, subscribe, tell your friends.
At Unqualified Parenting.
On Instagram.
At.
On Instagram.
At.
Sleep be with you. Unqualified Parenting is written, produced, edited, and hosted by Jennifer Jones and Cody Reese, with special thanks to our families and listeners for making each episode possible.